artist Diana Calderon uses a brayer to spread dark ink on a glass plate.
Most of my work is about, you know, crossing barriers and borders and boundaries.
Born in Mexico, Calderon has been migrating for much of her life, and it made her feel displaced while growing up. Today she's in the courtyard of the Phoenix Art Museum, making a print from a linoleum carving that was inspired by a trip to Teotihuacan.
I was really drawn to this architectural masterpiece.
Calderon would normally have to travel to Teotihuacan for this kind of artistic stimulation. But right now she can get at least a touch of it inside the museum, where artifacts from the ancient city are on display.
It's just more than exciting to see a piece of that here in Phoenix, here in a museum.
Teotihuacan was once a diverse city with migrants like Calderon. More than 2,000 years old, it is an integral part of Mexico's national identity. Teotihuacan's secrets are still being unlocked, and some artifacts in the exhibit are thought to be just the tip of the iceberg of what's hidden in a tunnel discovered less than 20 years ago.
So we're at the entrance to Teotihuacan, City of Water, City of Fire.
Gilbert Vicario, chief curator of the Phoenix Art Museum, gives me a tour. His first chance to visit Teotihuacan came when he was 13 and visiting family in Mexico City.
I was so excited, I ended up stepping on my retainer.
A guide published by the group Phoenix Art Museum worked with to bring the exhibit to the valley notes that Teotihuacan was home to a migrant population. There's also evidence people spoke multiple languages and practiced different religions. And Vicario says trade routes stretched to the sea and Central America.
So the Zapotec Indians of Oaxaca had an influence in Teotihuacan, the Olmecs, the Mayans.
The state of Teotihuacan collapsed around the year 650. There have been multiple excavations since. The most recent, which Vicario says was a key reason for bringing the exhibit to Phoenix, started after rain opened what appeared to be a sinkhole. It turned out to be a tunnel near the Pyramid of the Feathered Serpent, a symbol that was adopted by the Aztecs, who also came up with the name Teotihuacan.
They ended up naming a culture that really left nothing. They left no evidence of a written language.
The Aztecs' recovery of Teotihuacan was one of several key points in history, says Seonade Valiant, curator of Latin American Studies at the ASU Library.
Teotihuacan is a historically significant site because since the time it was built, it has been in use as either a political or religious site.
Another key development came about 100 years after Mexico's independence from Spain. Teotihuacan was part of a government strategy to separate the country from the colonizers.
They started promoting the indigenous symbols as a way of creating their own national identity.
The result of the effort survived Mexico's revolution. Folk movements in the 1920s and 60s helped keep Mexico's ties to indigenous peoples. And Valiant says young Mexicans still feel a strong connection to Teotihuacan.
And you are accustomed to a lifetime of seeing these iconic images over and over again.
And we turn.
Back in the courtyard of the Phoenix Art Museum, Diana Calderon uses a small press to make a print of her carving inspired by Teotihuacan.
So here is a proof.
Calderon made the carving after a visit to the site, which led to a personal breakthrough with her art that's taken her career in a positive direction.
It just gave me the extra strength to be brave because I was afraid to be me.
Calderon plans to migrate back to Teotihuacan in 2019. In the meantime, she can draw inspiration from its artifacts, on loan to the Valley of the Sun. Matthew Casey, KJZZ News, Phoenix.